Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when he climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Matthew 14:22-33. As we survey Scripture, one can see many circumstances provoking and resulting in worship. This is yet another example of a response to an awesome display of God's power. However, it is also a revelatory experience for the disciples. The depiction of the storm on the lake is a metaphor that has many applications to our lives of unsettled waters. We cannot control many aspects of our world, and therefore the waves will rage about us. In those times, our efforts to make it to the safe shores of life might seem a vain struggle, but it is during the late watch of the night that Jesus comes to us. His way of approaching our daily struggles often seems unorthodox to us. Christ shows us that we shouldn't wage war on the waves using the tools of the sea. The fishermen among the disciples must have felt quite at home on the sea, understanding the use of all the equipment necessary for the trek across the body of water. The boats, the sails, the oars, all of them were second nature to many of the disciples. Yet none of these worked in accomplishing the simple task of crossing the lake. Jesus' approach to conquering the daily storms of life was not to fight against them with the standard tools of our mind, strength, and heart, the boat, sails, and oars of our lives. Instead of trying to use these natural tools to fight our daily struggles, we must recognize that there are supernatural forces arrayed against us. The wind, waves, and water are the forces that push against our journey toward God. Jesus shows us that we must not try to avoid the elements of struggle, or to fight them in futility in our own strength. Instead, he shows us that we must walk straight into the storm with our gaze fixed on Jesus alone. Taking our eyes off Jesus allows the struggles to consume us and swallow up what progress we make in our walk towards Christ. He does want us to join with him, but he knows our weakness. He will always be with us. He won't leave us behind when he sees us struggling to work out our faith and having a hard time comprehending his greatness. Instead, he climbs in the boat with us, and in the presence of the living God, the storms of the world are calmed. It is in the presence of God that the Prince of Peace is revealed to those who are watching for him. For whenever we come in contact with Jesus, just being with him is a revelatory experience. The experience of being in God's physical presence and the revelation of his reality, defying the natural reality of their world, redefined the theology of the disciples in the boat with him. Jesus did not quote them an Old Testament text or proclaim his messianic title, but with his actions and presence exposing his godhood, they both understood he was God and treated him as God. No other reply would have been more appropriate than doing as they did. By worshiping him, they showed that they truly understood who he was. The act of worship is the one completely Godward act we are afforded as created beings. It clarifies and redefines who we are and reiterates who he is. To worship God is not only why we exist, but it is how we exist. It defines who we are and what we do. So let's be open to his ways, ready for his call, faithful in the walk, alert to his revelation and ready to bow in worship to Jesus alone.